was at that point. Okay. Okay, I'm on top here. We're two lines there on top of Mem Dalad there. The shemen that drips out is muktzah. Tana Rabbanan, come now to the famous machloekes of Reb Shimon. What's about the let? You see, we were discussing here the shemen that dripped while the candle was burning. What happens when the candle goes out? The leftover shemen. Moisra shemen shebaner v'shebakayra. The leftover shemen after the light goes out. Also, Reb Shimon Mat. This is the famous machloekes. Said, maybe we can keep coming back. And it's Reb Yehuda holds of muktzah. Now, this muktzah is very simply muktzah machmasis, so you don't need more than that. We'll see soon. There is another factor here, but it's pashas muktzah machmasis. I couldn't get to it when Hashmoshe was burning because it was kibbutz. It's muktzah machmasis. And then we said yesterday, migo des katzolah ben Hashmoshe, katzolah kulu yayim. Reb Shimon doesn't buy into that. He doesn't hold, basically, doesn't hold for migo des katzoy. So as soon as the light goes out, the thing is no longer muktzah. While it's burning, it is muktzah. That's the Mishnah. But once the light goes out, we'll see tomorrow also. Not tomorrow, actually, it's Sunday. Shimon has a musik of Adam Yeshivu Matzapa, that a person is waiting for the light to go out. So he always has in mind the Shemen afterwards. Okay. We'll be back to this now. Metaltel and ner chodosh. The Mishnah is talking about a ner made out of cheres. We're going to get to metal later. Now, the thing with denaris was, the ner cheres, once it was used, I don't know exactly why that is, but it got very dirty or messed up to the point that it was mos. So once a ner cheres has been used, it becomes to the problem muktzah machmas mius. So we had it also back there on the few tests. It's a type of muktzah, something that's most, that's disgusting, whatever you want to word for, use it, becomes muktzah. That's the question, let's see. So the first Tanna says, metaltel ner chadosh, okay, a new candlestick. Not burning, not lit, this time a candlestick. And again, it's of course a klishal machta le'isa. When we say metaltel, we mean that's a regufel, it's a mekoymer. But basically you could carry, it's not muktzah. Avalo yosho. Because once it's been used before, that's muktzah machmas mius. So the Tanakama holds to muktzah machmas mius that we have. Reb Shimon Oimer, that's Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the big makel and muktzah, all these things. Kol ha-neiris metaltelin. He doesn't hold for muktzah machmas mius. Chutz min hader ha-doylek b'shabbos. That's what he said. Even one that was lit and went out, you can carry, basically, he holds. The only one you can't is the one that's burning. You can't carry a burning candlestick. Now, why is that? That has nothing to do with muktzah at this point. Rashi says that this way, that's a different problem, because if you carry it around, the fire may go out. It's a whole different problem. Now, the Gemara is going to change that also, but that's how Rashi goes then. Fine. So we have in the Mishnah, Tanakama said there's such a thing called muktzah machmas mius. Reb Shimon doesn't seem to buy into any muktzahs here, except when the fire is burning, Rashi puts it, you have a problem of kibbutz. Tana Rabbonon, metaltelin ner chodosh, Avolo Yoshon. Okay, that's the Tanakam and the Mishnah. The Reb Yehuda. Okay, so we now have that Reb Yehuda is the Manda Omer Muktzah Machmas Mius. Reb Meir Omer, Kol Aneiris Metaltelin, new or old, he doesn't hold of Muktzah Machmas Mius. Chutz Min Aneish Adliku Bobos Shabbos. Not one that's lit, one that was lit and went out. That's Muktzah Machmas Iser that he holds from. That's like the Tanakam in the Brisa before. But he doesn't hold the muktzah machmas mius. Reb Shimon doesn't hold of either of those, we said, right? And the Mishnah doesn't hold for machmas mius. Before Moshe Hashemin is okay. The only problem in Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon amuchutz ben aner adoylek b'shabbos. The only one you can't carry is the one that's burning. He doesn't have muktzah machmas mius. He don't care about that. He doesn't have muktzah machmas iser. The fact that it was burning ben hashmosh, if it's now out, I don't care. His only problem is mamish when the candle's burning. Kobza, it went out. Mutalit haltalo. Avol says Reb Shimon, we'll see, but it sounds like Reb Shimon. Avol kois v'kaira v'ashoshis. We'll soon see the difference. A ner means, a candlestick is a poor word. A candlestick is not a ner. A ner means a small thing that holds oil in it, right? These are bigger things that hold oil. We'll see the difference soon. Lo yizizim v'mekoyma. once it's not a ner, it goes to a little bit bigger. Kos kairav ashoshes, kos a cup, kairav plate ashoshes means like it also means a lantern, a bigger thing. They are muktzah. Okay. One more opinion here. Reb Lezeb Reb Shimon Oimer. Now, up till now, everybody has agreed that when the candle's burning, the light is burning, you can't take the shemen out of there. That's for sure not. That nobody went that far. Even Reb Shimon, you can't go near it. Even the stuff that drips, you can't use. Reb Lezeb Reb Shimon goes really far. Omer mistapek min haner hakovo. Very interesting. Rashi learns it doesn't mean it's extinguished. It's about to be extinguished. Since it's already going out, taking a little oil isn't even machab. He's going great. It's very, very big cooler, he's saying here. We understand if you have a burning thing with oil, if you take out the oil, that's a mistapik chay mishu machab. He learns once the fire gets to a certain point, I don't know what that is exactly, it's about to go out, then you're not affecting it by taking out the oil. You can mamish take oil out of a burning candle if it's about to go out. And you can take the shemen that drips out against our Mishnah. He goes all the way.
Even the
what? What's the last
part?
Even in the where is burning, the shemen that drips out, what our Mishnah says you can't do, what even Reb Shimon says is muktzah, because when it's burning, it's muktzah. He says it's not even muktzah when it's burning. Okay, now. What is that?
There's always some oil in the wick.
You know what they're going to do with it. It drips out of the plate. It's dripping out. Fell on your table. Omar Abaye, this Reb Lezeb Shimon is most interesting. Reb Lezeb Shimon, Sovala, he's Reb Shimon's son. Now, Reb Shimon is the one who doesn't hold for Muktzah. Well, Sigmar's going to explain. Reb Shimon held nothing's Muktzah except the candle when it's burning. Reb Lezeb Shimon went a step further. He said, even when the candle's burning, it's not Muktzah. The stuff that drips out, you can take. So that's what Abaye says. Amr Abaye, Reb Lezeb Reb Shimon, Sovalo ka Abu Abuchod, and one thing holds like his father Reb Shimon. Upolagale Abuchod, and one thing he disagrees with his father. Sovalo ka Abu Abuchod, the Lesle Muktzah, that's for sure. He certainly doesn't hold the Muktzah Machmas, he is Muktzah Machmas Isa. He goes even further. But Reb Shimon did hold that when the candle's burning, it's Muktzah, and the stuff that drips out you can't use. We'll see later in the Gemara, that's called it's Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah, it's a special Muktzah. You set it aside for the mitzvah of burning the candle. But he doesn't have that. His father held kovah ein lo kovah lo, that you can get to it when the fire goes out, like we said before the Mishnah. Moiser Hashem, what's left over you can take. What's in there when it's burning you can't take, even if it drips out. He went a step further. Even the shemen, as the candle's burning, is not muktzah. Now, of course, when a standard candle is burning, again, candle, I'm using the word candle, I mean a thing with oil, you can't stick your hand and take out shemen, because that's going to be mechab. But the difference is if it drips out, the Mishnah, shemen ametavtev, shemen that drips out from the thing while it's burning, even Reb Shimon said that's muktzah. He just said the stuff that's left over after the candle goes out is not muktzah. His son Reb Lez is going even further. Even that's not muktzah. He bechlal has no muktzah here. Oh, now the Gemara gets to the end of that braisa. Not a clear statement. Reb Shimon said that the only thing that's muktzah is the candle when it's burning, right? Leftover oil when the candle goes out in the middle of Shabbos. Yeah.
Why?
Muktzah machas mitzvah will come to tomorrow. Muktzah l'mitzvosa. That's the one muktzah he holds of. Muktzah l'mitzvosa. Not muktzah machas zis, muktzah l'mitzvosa. Beis the mitzvah, it becomes muktzah. Again, that's Tosafot points out. It has no nafkemina because you can't take the shemen out of the nair anyway. It's mechaber. But the nafkemina is if it drips out. That's the Tosafot over here. And Tosafot again on Memhei will repeat that.
That means that the shemen that drips out is muktzah kol zman haner
doleg. Yeah, not an easy idea. Not an easy idea. What's the thing?
You could say that, but by Shabbos that's harder.
What is that? Sorry.
By Hanukkah you could say that, but for the first half an hour.
What? Shabbos the same? Same thing.
I'm sorry?
Shabbos is the same thing. It's also a mitzvah. It's also a mitzvah. We'll see that later. It's going to come up tomorrow. Let's not get confused.
It's a little different.
Why?
How much light do you need? I guess it's your only candle?
Yeah, okay, we're talking. Yeah, it's not... we'll see, Tosafot points out, Chanukah is interesting. It's a side point, interesting point, though, that Chanukah is more chomer than everything. Because in a Shabbos licht, According to Reb Shimon, once the light goes out, you can take the oil.
Sorry, what's
that? Once the light goes out, you can use the oil, we said, according to Reb Shimon. Even Reb Yehuda holds what? Once the light goes out, the oil is muktzah till the end of Shabbos. But Motzei Shabbos, you can use that oil. In Chanukah, we hold that even after Chanukah, the leftover oil you can't use. Chanukah happens to be more chomer than this. This goes into that, why that should be. Chanukah, you seem to, since it's the Pesum and Nisuf, you give it all away to the mitzvah, even though it'll be left over. Just further, even Rabbi Yehuda is not saying that. Rabbi Yehuda is just saying that it's muktzah for Shabbos. And after Shabbos, you can take that oil. It's an interesting thing. Oh, now, let's just finish this braisa. Reb Shimon said the only thing that's muktzah is the candle when it's burning. But when it goes out, it's okay. That's what we had in the braisa before the Mishnah. Moiser HaShem and Shabaner, the leftover Shemen after the fire goes out, is not muktzah according to Reb Shimon. Because he doesn't have any migdus katsoy. He has only when it's burning, when the mitzvah is going on. So what does this statement mean now? It said in the braisa, Reb Shimon said, the only thing is chutz min haner adoylik. Aval kos v'kai rav ashoshes lo yezizim emekoma. But if it's in a cup or a plate or a big lantern, the oil, then it's muktzah the whole Shabbos. Who said that? The Chur Reb Shimon doesn't say that. Reb Shimon's whole point is that once the fire goes out, it's not muktzah. So that's what he wants to know. Who said that exactly? Aval kos v'kai rav ashoshes lo yezizim emekoma. Who said that? Maish nohani. What's the difference if it's in a candlestick with a cup that holds the oil? So you're telling me that when the fire goes out, the leftover shemen is not muktzah. So what's the difference if I have it in a cup? I mean, I have a good word for it, in a nair, what they call a kreuzel. Or I have the oil in a cup or a plate or a big lantern. What difference does it make? Reb Shimon's principle is, there's no migudis katsoy. So when the fire is on, you got a problem. The fire goes out, it goes out. So what do you mean? If it's in this kind of a thing, it's okay. But if it's in this kind of a thing, it's not okay. Says the Moran, it doesn't make sense. This must be Reb Yehuda talking. The end of the price is swinging back to Reb Yehuda. Okay, Reb Yehuda holds that it's muktzah until the end of Shabbos. That we know. Omarula seifa asun l'Reb Yehuda. That must be Reb Yehuda. Because if Shimon says as soon as the light goes out, there's no more muktzah. Maskevlo mazucha, it doesn't read right. Yehochi my ava. What's but? It says but. There's no but. That's Reb Yehuda Shita, in a candle. It reads that in a candle, it's when it's burning. But if it's in a cup or a plate or an ashoshes, then you can't. Sounds like it's Reb Shimon. But Eloma Mazutra, the more qualifies Reb Shimon. Because again, the basic idea in Reb Shimon, we'll see tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. The basic idea in Reb Shimon is that, again, what does muktzah mean? Muktzah mean, I told you that muktzah, not a scary word. Muktzah just means set aside. That's all it means. The basic guy in Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda said, this is oil you set aside. Now, Ben HaShemosha was set aside, and you can't get to it, because it's also to touch the oil. You put it out. So he has this idea, what we call Migdus Katzol Ben HaShemosha. It says Katzol Kul Yema. Once you set it aside, Ben HaShemosha, it's been put aside by you, so it's not touchable. Not touchable. It's not movable for Shabbos. Reb Shimon doesn't have that idea. Reb Shimon has, when I can't get to it, I can't get to it. Doesn't mean I put it away. I still have in mind that I'll use it later. The Gemara will call it later, Adam Yeshivu Metzapa. The person is waiting for the light to go out so he can use the oil. I didn't put it out of my mind. Says the Gemara, that depends, Taka, on the situation. L'yoylem Reb Shimon, v'chiko shori Reb Shimon, b'ner zuto. A ner is small. The daita aluya. Meaning, that he figures will go out. A nair is there for a couple hours, whatever the nair was, probably to get them through the meal at night. But what's in his mind is going to go out. So he has his mind on the leftover shemen. When you put it in a big thing, then your plan is what? What you put in such a big thing for? It's like a yard sale list, because you want to burn the whole day. Then you took it out of your mind. So then even Reb Shimon agrees it's muktzah. It's an important qualification here in Reb Shimon. Chiko shori Reb Shimon, when was Reb Shimon mati and b'ner zuto, a small nair, I mean probably a standard nair that burns Friday night to get them through the meal, the daita aluya, his mind is on that, he doesn't expect it to burn all that long. Aval hani these kois kairiv ashoshes, the nefishi that are big, lo, that he taka puts out of his mind, plans. He doesn't expect them to go out on Shabbos. Sitaka was maksimi daito for the ganze Shabbos. So it's not a magic, Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon at the pshat, There's no such thing as mukta. Versteht ihr das mukta? He's much more, I would call it liberal or conservative, depends how you look at it, but he's much slower to say that a person is maktzedaito from a zach. It's like we said yesterday, the basic machloikis in your test, tamar deziki. That's the one of the basic machloikis in Reb Yudah and Reb Shimon. What's tamar deziki? Tamar deziki is dates. We spoke yesterday, right? The dates. Now the dates are food. How can food be muktzi? You tell me. Yeah, but this is dates that I put away for. I have to be a date salesman. So I'm planning on eating these dates. I have a warehouse full of dates. Now Shabbos, I close up my warehouse. I throw it in keep. Sunday morning or Monday morning, whatever it is, I go back to business. Is that muktzah? That's one of the fundamental machloikas of Reb Shimon over there.
Maybe it's the food in the muktzah in the backyard.
I'm not using the word muktzah backyard. Again, you could have in your kitchen closet too. Whatever. You have in your basement, you have your warehouse, right? You have your dates down there. Is that muktzah on Shabbos? I'm hungry. I want to go down and have some dates on Shabbos. That is kibbat the one of the fundamental machloikas of Reb Shimon in this masichta. Reb Yudah says it's muktzah. Why is it muktzah? It's dates. What's wrong with it? Yeah, it's dates that you set aside for business. You're not planning on using that on Shabbos. You put them in your warehouse, you're planning on selling them on Monday morning. That's muktzah. What do you mean muktzah? It was set aside. I took my mind off it. Reb Shimon says, you can't take your mind off it so fast. It's an edible food. You can't do that. But you can't. If you could. You could do it. As we'll see, there are cases where we know he means it. It will be. Reb Shimon is much slower to say that you take your mind off of something.
Frozen food.
Yeah, frozen food is similar. Frozen food has a problem. Of course, it may not be edible till the end of Shabbos, but let's assume it could defrost. Similar idea. So he's much slower to say that a person was makatzah daito. But he doesn't say it's impossible. So the same thing here. A person is waiting for his candle to go out. I mean, he was not makatzah daito from that oil. He wasn't. He set it aside for the mitzvah. When the mitzvah's going on, I want nothing to do with it. It's like a muktzah. But once that falls off, I'm expecting it to go out in 3 hours. Mashiach came in. The big thing there, what I really did was, in our terms, I put up a yard site list. I planned this thing to keep on burning the whole Shabbos. I have no intentions of ever getting that oil. There is masking that it's muktzah. That's such a big thing. Well, Now we have some technical problem. So here it says in this brisa that leftover stuff in a kaira is muktzah Reb Shimon also. But the brisa we had before him, he says not that way. The brisa said before, the first thing we learned today. Moisar Hashem and Shebanev and Sheba kaira, Reb Shimon mat. So whatever, how do you want it? What's in a kaira, Reb Shimon? Obviously the answer is very simple. The Gemara here is saying is, I'm going to put some fancy words. All the Gemara is saying is, a small amount of oil, when it goes out, is not muktzah. A big amount of oil is muktzah, Reb Shimon. Depends how big your plate is. That's all. It's a small plate. And nothing to do with the fact that it's in a plate or it's in what they call a kreuzel. What do you call a kreuzel? Those, they have them today sometimes on the wall lights and shuls. You know, that's what they used to have. They had, Paul, they had like a glass thing like this, looked like this, and they filled it up with oil. That's a kreuzel. A lantern, I don't think they call it exactly. Yeah, a sconce. Okay, because today it's electric on the sides. But that kind of a thing. There's nothing magic. If I'll have a giant kreuzel, it'll also be muktzah Reb Shimon. Or if I have a mini kaira, it won't be muktzah. It's because you're big or small. I'm going to do the words. That's all the Gemara says. This is talking about a small kaira. This is talking about a big kaira. That's all. No big deal. But telling you, most Hashem and Shemin, if a kaira, awesome Shimon Mate, awesome kaira dum yidaner. It's true because at that price it says ner and kaira. They were speaking of a kaira like a ner, meaning it has a small quantity. You expect it to go out in a couple hours. Or kaira do me the kais, and kais by them obviously meant a bigger amount of oil. So this is a big one. Okay. Up till now we've been discussing neir. Most of their neirs were made out of cheres. Stama neir in the Gemara is a pottery thing. It's clay. That has the problem we spoke of muktzah machmas mius. If it was once used, it's most. And we said that Reb Yehuda holds some muktzah machmas mius. Reb Meir does not. Now, in a metal thing, that will not exist. A metal candlestick or oil holder that was used, washes clean, there's no problem. Okay. Let's see. Omer Ebzeva. Pomut. What do they have in English word for pomut? I mean, pomut basically means a metal menorah. Candelabra. Okay. My point is it's matre, so there's no muktzah machmas mius. Shehidliku bo b'Shabbos. Okay. You have a lit, what do you call it? It's out. It was lit. Says the Gemara like this. L'divrei ha-matir, osa. Who was the matir before? Reb Meir. Reb Meir said before, there's no muktzah machmas mius. Here he'll be oisir, because here it's not a problem muktzamachmas meals. Here it was burning Friday night. That's muktzamachmas iser. I mean, that's what Remeir said before. Kol haneiros metaltelin chutz min haneir shadigbo b'shabbos. If it was lit Friday night, it's muktzamachmas iser. So, meaning the one who was mati before Reb Meir didn't hold for muktzamachmas meals. But this will be us. It's not doing meals. This is because it was burning Friday night. So it's mukts. L'divrei ha'oiser, Reb Yehuda, who before said in Cheres that muktzamach masmius is oser, mutter. Here he'll say it's mutter. Now that's a strange thing. I mean, you're telling me basically that Reb Yehuda doesn't hold for muktzamach mas iser. L'memra, the Reb Yehuda muktzamach masmius isle muktzamach mas iser lesle. Could that possibly be? V'hotanya Reb Yehuda Omer kol aneir shel matches metaltelin chutz min aneir shel digbo b'shabbos. Of course, he also muktzamach masisa. So that statement is wrong. Ela, what he meant to say was like this: Eli iit mahochi itma. Omer Reb Zera pomut shedliku all of b'shabbos divrei hakol oser. Both Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda will say it's oser because that's muktzamach masisa. It was burning. Lo hidliku all of. Meaning it wasn't lit this Shabbos. It was lit last Shabbos. Divrei hakol mutter. Even Reb Yehuda will say it's mutter, because even though Reb Yehuda said before an old one is osur, that's only when it's cheres. So it's muktzamach masmius. But in metal, there's no muktzamach masmius. Okay. Om Reb Yehuda Marav. Hot sugi here. Mito sheyichto lemoyes. Now, we're talking about a bed, a couch, right? Now, obviously, it's not muktzah, right? Now, what this guy did was, he's got money. He's got a money pouch of some sort. I think I know where to put it. So he puts it on the bed. But not only does he put it on the bed, before Shabbos, he's miyached the bed for the money. I'm not sleeping on this bed this Shabbos. This is my money drawer, whatever you call it. This is where I'm keeping my money. Says the more interesting thing here. I'm going to backtrack in a second. Omri bin Avraham, mito sheyichdo lemoyes. He didn't do anything yet. He didn't put money. He didn't do anything yet. On Friday, he said, "Areni mukhlem mezumen." This bed for Shabbos is going to be my money, whatever you call it. Osul etaltelo. It becomes mukta. Now, of course, that's according to Reb Yehuda. We had before Tosis, if you remember. We spoke then in Lamed Vav Chatzoitzris. Chatzoitzris, the Gemara said, was muktzah according to Reb Yehuda. It's more than klishim lachta le'iser. It becomes something that's used only for iser. Chatzoitzris, he can't use for other things. It becomes muktzah le'Reb Yehuda. Again, because it was set aside. This thing now becomes that. Since I decided it's my money, my wallet, I don't want to money hold. My safe. It'll be my safe for Shabbos. It becomes a safe. It's no more bed. So now it's a safe. Safe has no purpose but Iser, holding money. Because I've miyached it. Designated it for money. It becomes muktzah. Now that's a very interesting thing. Because you didn't do anything yet. You just thought about it. It becomes no more bed. It just became a safe. Says, well, that's impossible. That's impossible. Meisrei will prove it to you. What did we just say here? We just said Meisrei Nachma Yitzu Metaltel Ner Chodosh Avo Lo Yosha. No. Because Mutter Reb Shimon. Except for the last Tosis in the end in the parentheses backtrack. Keep shoot, it's only us in Reb Yehuda. Which means it's not Muktzamach Schonskis, it's Chatzoitzris. Tosis always calls it Chatzoitzris. It's a klisha mato kulo le'isa, which becomes muktz in Reb Yehuda. Now, one second. Metal ner chodosh avalo yosha. What does that mean? An unused, again, klichar is unused, I can use. Used, I can't because it's muktz, right? Why does it have to be used? As long as on Friday I designated it to be used, it should become muktz. If it wasn't used, you're telling me now that I can say designate a bed and make it completely for Issa. A candlestick not. I mean, why is candlestick not muktzah? Why? Because it could be used for something else, don't forget. So that's not our type of candlesticks. It's a thing with a bowl. It could be used to put in chicken soup there also, I suppose, or to drink from. But once I designate it, you say, just like the bed becomes a safe. So once on Friday I decide I'm using this candlestick for my Friday night licht, so now it became nothing but a candlestick. So it's become muktzah. If anything, it's worse. I mean, you agree with me, it's easier, it should be easier to make a candlestick into a candlestick than a bed into a safe. I mean, a bed has 10,000 usages. Most of them are heter. But you're telling me if I designate it for Isa, bingo, it becomes a safe and that's it. So certainly, a candlestick which has some side uses, once I decide on Friday to use it as a candlestick, should Zicha become that way. But it's not Mashma that way. Rashi learns it's Mashma and the Braisa. Near Chodesh v'lo Yosha. Why do I need a used one? A designated one. It's a step before that. And that you understand? Ma ner, the lohochi avido. An air is made to be lit. We just call it a cliche. It has other things because you could theoretically use it for other purposes. Kilo hidlig bo, shori lit altalo. But till you make the lighting, the designating alone is not enough. Mito de lav lohochi avido. Certainly, if you can't designate a candlestick and make it only a candlestick, you certainly can't designate a bed and make it a safe. That's posh. Says the Gemara, he never meant that. He never said that. He never said that designating a bed will do the trick. What he said was this. Let's go carefully. He put money down on it. Yichud alone will not do the trick. Yichud will not do the trick. If you miyachid it and you put something down on it, that will turn it into that. And that will be true by Neiris too. If you miyachid it and then you lit it, let's say on Friday, that's it, it's all over. And this brisa that says over here let's have Reb Yehuda, right? Reb Yehuda doesn't... Rebuta allows it over there. That will be where there was no yichud. It's a nershal matris. She said a nershal matris, right? Let's say you have a nershal matris. There's no muktzah machos mius. It's only muktzah, Rebuta said, if it was burning bein hashmoshes. Let's say you had a nershal matris and you lit it on Friday and you put it out before Shabbos. It's not muktzah. Why not? That should be the same as the bed. You miyachid it, and you used it once for that purpose. Zeg Rashi, I'll talk about yichud, ein ochanami. If you designate it as a candlestick, this is going to be my candlestick, which basically all our candlesticks are that way today, so we don't use them for anything else. And then you take a light it once, even on Wednesday, no matter when, then it becomes worked. It's finished. Ein ochanami. I mean, that's the only grab Yehuda kipshuto. Is mita sheyichda lemoyis hiniach ole amoyis os letaltlo. It's the designation plus the usage once. Makes it into this muktzah. You just designate, you do anything. Then you can. Oh. That's if yichta. What if lo yichta lemois? You didn't designate anything. And you put down money, that doesn't make a muktzah either. It's yesha lemois, also letaltalo. When it has the money on it, you can't be metaltalit. Because then, when the money is on it, correct? When the money is on it, it's a boss's. You can't move it then. Ain't ole omois. If the money goes off of it, mutal etaltalo. Again, if you miyached the bed and you put money on it, that makes it into a safe. You can think of it that way. Okay? But you need yichud for that. If there's no yichud, in a normal case, a guy puts down money on his couch. He's not miyachid anything. He puts money down on a couch. So if he put money down on Shabbos, that's true to what's going on. It's like, goy put it down, whatever. He has the goy to put it down. So it doesn't become muktzah per se. It doesn't turn the bed into a safe because I never designate. I just put the money down. When the money's on the bed, of course I can't move it. That's a buzzes. When the money goes off, let's say the goy comes along and takes it off, then there's no problem. The bed is not muktzah. There's no problem. That's assuming the money wasn't on the bed. If the money's on the bed, then it becomes a bosses ledovra osa ben hashmoshes. And we're in the world of Rabbi Yehuda here, and we go back to our old klal. Migu diskatzoy leben hashmoshes is katzol kuleyim. Some that's a bosses ben hashmoshes. That's it. It's finished. It's pinned for the rest of the day. And even the thing falls off. So basically, that's a rebuke. What Rabbi Yehuda Merav says, not a simple thing, but it's much simpler than we said before. What his chiddush is that you can turn something into a muktzah if you designate it and use it. You need two steps. So if you designate the bed, this is going to be my safe for Shabbos. So that alone doesn't do anything. Then you put money down on it. I mean, you use it as a safe. It doesn't have to be on Shabbos. Whenever you want. So the designation plus the usage just turned this bed into a safe. And it's a muktzah. You can't move it at all. It becomes like chatzitzitz before. If there's no yichud, which is the standard case, the guy puts money down on a bed, so that depends. If the money is there, bein hashmoshes, so it's a bosses ledovra also bein hashmoshes, it's also the whole Shabbos, even when the money falls off. If you put the money down on Shabbos, shtoy's busy, how do you have the case? A kid put it down, a goy put it down, whatever. Has to be ladaiti, has to be with kavonas, has to be, I told the goy did it for me. It's a complicated case to get here. It doesn't become a boss. It's a boss only by maniach, not by shochat. So if I forget something, it's not a boss. If you put it down on my thing, I become a boss.
Basically, three different
Yichud is a whole new thing. Yeah, Yichud is a whole new thing. Yichud's not boss. Yichud turns the thing into a muktzah. That's the chiddush of Rav Arav. The rest of it we know. The second half of Rav we know. If it's a boss's ben hashmosh, it's a boss's against the Shabbos. If it became a boss's on Shabbos, when it's a boss's, a boss. When it falls off, that we know. The first part of it is something new. And again, it's only pashtus, it's only in Reb Yehuda. Till this bottom toisus over here turns the world around. Says it might be going in Reb Shimon. Again, this pashtus Reb Yehuda has to be in Rav. It's Reb Yehuda. Because he says Migdal Katzoy. Reb Shimon doesn't buy into Migdal Katzoy. And it doesn't have that. A boss's ben hashmosh becomes mutter also. Pashtus is all going in Reb Yehuda. Keep shooting, that's what's good. That's a Taisa learns throughout Shabbos, except here, in parentheses, which the Marshal claims is not a Taisa, whatever, but it's here. Of course, Hafsalach is there on Mopaskim. We're always in Ogeya, because all in Reb Yehuda, we don't care. We're not all like Reb Yehuda. If you can make this Reb Shimon, then we got a headache. This Taisa turns it into Reb Shimon, there are more Paskins that way. It's a very complicated Siv in Shchonot, this Mito business. Let's get Matvinit Nogeya Hind. It comes a little bit in pockets. They build on this, what happens, you put your wallet in your pocket. Okay, we'll leave it now. Good. Now, Bekitsu, we just said that what? We just said if the money was deben ashmoshes, then even when it falls off, you can't be metaltal it. Okay. Now the Gemara brings it. This is one interesting Gemara. The Gemara brings a Mishnah in Kalim. It's a very complicated Mishnah. It pulls out from the last word of the Mishnah Kasha here. Of course, all the time that's spent is figuring out what the Mishnah says is completely irrelevant to our discussion. But we'll go through it as best we can. What we have here is the famous Muchni. Muchni Kipshuto, the Taitje Muchni Pashtis is a wheel. That's Kipshuto, what's going on over here. What we have here is a wagon, which is very simply a box. So all it is a box with four walls and a bottom. The simple way is to learn. Rashi learns people sat there, which makes problems. It learns it's a dump truck. It's used to schlep stuff, and you have wheels on the side, pretty much the way we have. You have the wall of your wagon, right? You have a wheel over here. Okay, now it seems to be quite up close to the... that's a problem how you do it exactly, but it seems to be basically flush up against the side of the wagon. Okay. Now, the discussion in this Mishnah Kalim, which has really nothing to do with us, but is, do we look at the Muchni as part of the wagon? I mean, it's one big thing, one Kalim, or the Muchni and this have... independent existences, the two separate things. Basically what the Mishnah says is it depends if the wheel is removable. If it's a wheel that goes on and off, then we look at it as two separate things. We'll see what I'm talking about in a minute. If it doesn't come off, then it's one big wig, and it's just part of the wig, and it's not a separate thing. Who cares? What? It is both the wig. That's what the Mishnah says. If it's not removable, if it goes on and off, it's not both the wig. That's the Mishnah says. Yeskim Misvari, Yeskim Menagimora. What? Misvari no Kinkashis. Entire is there are no Svaris. The mess doesn't think. You know, you can figure out what the mess thought. But we can't have visited. What's the Ganav Gemeint? The mess, well, they didn't mean nothing. You know. It's all straight down. If Yeskim Menagimora, which I'm sure you are, you just don't want to tell me that you know that Gemora. That's Taisus Amem Chesom Abeis. That's the kasha. From that Gemara, it would appear that when it is attached, even if it's reducible, even if it's removable, when it's attached, it is part of the thing. That's Taisus Kasha Amem Ches. But since I didn't learn that yet, I don't know. So we'll say what it says here. Simply says here, when it's removable, it's not part of the thing, and when it's not, it's bottled to the thing. What difference does it make? So the Mishnah has a lot of differences in Tyrus. The last difference has to do with Shabbos. And from there, we have a Kasha. So let's just get through the Mishnah. Omar Ula, Mosuf Rebele, Efek HaKasha Zeh. Muchni Shelo, Bizman Shehi Nishmetes, when it's removable, Ein Chibur Lo. It's not a Chibur. Explains Rashi, what I mean, it's chibur, not chibur. We can have it in two ways. The wagon's wood, right? Now, is the wagon itself makabel tumo? Depends how big it is, right? If it holds mem so, then it's what we call klieta osila nachas. It can't move around. Eitz, in order to be tome, has to be metaltal molivereko, and it's not. So when it hits the size of 40 so, okay. So you have one nafkimina. Let's say it's less than 40 so. And the sheretz touches the wagon. So the wagon is tome, but the wheel is not. It's a separate thing. Or fakir, go the other way. Let's say the wagon is bigger than memso. So the wagon cannot be makabel tumah. But the sheretz lands on the wheel. The wheel is tome. Everything wood. The wheel is tome. I don't say this thing is not makabel tumah. This thing is not makabel tumah. But the wheel has its own existence. That's what means ein chibur lo. It's two separate things. This can be tome and this remains tor. This can be tome and this remains tor. They're two separate things. Okay. Ein chibur lo. Veinim dedes imo. That's an interesting din. When we say, very interesting thing going on there in Tyrus. When we say this box, forget the wheel for a while, the wooden box, if it holds mem so, see that's a wrong way of saying it. Doesn't mean it's really, the measure is not if it holds. It's really if it displaces mem so. Then it's not a kabbal tumah. How do you measure that? Beis Hillel says that you count the thickness of the walls. That means that you could have a wagon that doesn't hold mem so, but will displace mem so because the thickness of the walls. Because if you hollow out the walls, you'd have mem so in there. Do you count the thickness of the walls or not? It's my colleague's Bishami Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says you count. It means you put the whole thing into water. If it displaces 40 saw, that's called 40 saw. It's an interesting thing. Because you got thick walls. This thing could be quite as small as that. It's still called more 40 saw. So Beis Hillel says when you measure the 40, you count the thickness of the walls. But you do not count the muchni. Ain't him dead this imor. Because the muchni, you see, if you look at the muchni as part of the thing, so that's thickness of the walls, a little thicker. So you put the whole thing in and you displace. But since it's et nishmetes, the muchni is a separate thing. Ein nimdedes imo. I just get the displacement of the wooden box. Okay. Ve'ein matzeles imo ba'oyel ames. This is a complicated esek. The way Rashi learns like this. This thing, the wagon, it has a floor here. The wagon is an oil. It is itself an oil. It has to be a movable oil. But we're going here among the Omer that oil zoruk shmei oil, meaning a movable oil is an oil. So that means like this. If this wagon will go on a Beis HaKfaris, right? So now you're passing over Mesim over here. The Tumah of the Mesh shoots up. What about Kalim in this wagon? The Tor. Because this thing is an oil. Oil always stops Tumah. It can't get past the oil. Okay. That means Matzelis. The case like this. What if you have something sticking out of the wagon and it's going over the side, right? Now, that thing will become tome because there the tumor, as the wagon goes through the Beis HaKfaris, it's passing over Mason. That tumor's shooting up from the Mason, it's going to hit that. What's in the wagon hits the bottom of the wagon. It's Matzelis. What's over the wagon, well, not. What we want to know is this thing that's over here and right here is the Muchni. So it's never in direct contact with the mess. The mess is, the rays of the mess, if you want, are shooting up and hitting the muchni. Will the muchni stop the tumor? It's like the, that's why it has to be flushed. That's the problem. The rosh is busy. It bends over. That's the problem. You got to get it flushed somehow. I don't know the mechanics how to do that exactly. You're going to have the thing under. You know what I mean? You have the axle. You have to have the axle. It's going to be spaced. You have to have the axle underneath somehow. I don't know how to do it.
the Rosh and Tosfos Rosh Hagan's description how it gets over there. But you need that. That's what one of the things I like about Rashi. But anyway, whatever it is, let's drop that for a second. So now, will this be matzah? So portion, if that depends if this muchni is an oil. If it's an oil, the muchni, it'll stop it. That's if it's connected. But if it's nishmetas, that means it comes off. So I look at it as a separate thing. That means it's a keli. A keli is makabel tumah. Anything that's makabel tumah can't stop tumah. That's what Mishnah says here. Ain matzelis imo.
Doesn't have to be boarding.
Correct. Good. No, because it's but by the ain and nishmetes, it becomes part of the wig. I look at it as part of the wig.
Correct.
But we're talking nishmetes, where it's removable. So it's not part of the wig. I don't care how big that wig is. That muchni is a kli, so it cannot stop the tumah. Ain matzelis. Good. That's. Yeah. What do you mean there's no oil under the wheel? What do you mean? Yeah, so what? So like one big oil. I mean, it's like. We're going on daughter's side. We're going on the Shmetz, it's not Matzelis. That's our mission. Now, let's just get to the point because it's getting late. The ain goyer in oisa b'shabbos. Bisman sheyesh aleil mos. Don't ask me how in the world he got the money. They also know how you get money on a wheel. Why would somebody put money on a wheel? So one of the places doesn't learn it's a wheel. But anyway, he's got some money on that wheel. What's I guess in the middle of the stomach is some sort of like a flat piece of wood that holds the money. Zoktiv Gemara, the Mishnah. It's not part of when do the wagon. So therefore, the money that sits on this wheel is the wheel is basically a boss to the money, and you can't move the wheel. Okay, very nice. That's all we want to know. But what does the Mishnah say? You can't move the money when... I'm sorry, you can't move the wheel when the money is on it. Mashma, if the money falls off of it, you can. Now, you just told me, and we all know the din, that if it was there ben hashmoshes, if it fell off, it's still muktzah, because it means because it's not shmosh, it's v'liyema. This Mishnah says very seems to say a very simple statement. It's also when the money is on it. No other specifications. If the money's on it, it's also. If the money's off it, it's mutter. Sounds like if the money's off it, even though it was there ben hashmoshes, it will be mutter. You just told me, Rav, that who shall hoyol ben hashmoshes. If the money was there ben hashmoshes, you can't move the thing, even if it fell off. Zog the Gemara, it's no big deal, as we just said 10 times. That is the machloikis of Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda holds, if anything's muktzah ben hashmoshes, shoots through the day. I was talking like Reb Yehuda. This Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon, no big kasha. Poin al Shaya, I forgot the Havala ben hashmoshes. How are you Reb Shimon? Of course, that's Reb Shimon. We know Reb Shimon exists. Reb Shimon doesn't buy into it. It's got soy. The less le muktzah. Rav to Reb Yehuda sphere like. Rav holds like Reb Yehuda. In Abyssalvitis. The truth is, it's mistaber to say that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The truth is, we already had on your test, you have many Gemoras that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. But we want a clear Gemora, amigo de Skatsoi, that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Listen to this, then he said. Doma Rav, manicha ner al gabi dekel b'shabbos. It means you put up a ner, not on Shabbos, you put up your light on a tree, a dekel tree on Erev Shabbos. You can leave it there on Shabbos. Ve'ein manicha ner al gabi dekel b'yontif. But you can't do that on Yontif. Interesting thing, you have a chumra on Yontif. What's another pshat? Like this. You can't climb on a tree on Shabbos. Say mishtamshim b'mochuber, whatever the reason is. You can't. What's our problem over here? The problem is very simple. If you put up a lantern, a lamp of some sort on a tree, let's say yontif, right? No muktzes, right? The lamp you can move around. We're afraid you'll go up the tree, get the lamp when it's burning, when it's off. So we're telling you, don't put it up on a tree on yontif because you'll come to go up on the tree. But on Shabbos, what's the problem? Shabbos, no one's going to take a burning lamp. Ella what? You're worried when the fire goes out. According to Reb Yehuda, when the fire goes out, the lamp is muktzah anyway. The lamp is muktzah for the ganze Shabbos, right? So that's what Rav said. Shabbos, I'm not worried. You're not going to go up on the tree because the thing is muktzah. People know it's muktzah. That's good if he holds like Reb Yehuda. But if you hold like Reb Shimon, as soon as the light goes out on Shabbos, you can go get the lamp also. You should have the same concern on Shabbos on the other. But Rav said, Manicha ner al gabi dekel b'Shabbos, ve'imanicha ner al gabi b'yontif. Shabbos you can't, yontif you can't. Zog di gemor, I amet bishlamo, the Ravka Reb Yehuda svirelei. If you say Rav holds like Reb Yehuda, min miskatsoi, haino deshoni ben Shabbos liyontif. Shabbos he's not worried, because even if the light goes out, it's muktzah. Apparently people knew about muktzah. So I'm not afraid he's going to come to take it when it goes off. Finished. But Eliyahu Amit Kireb Shimon Svirulay, if Rav holds like Reb Shimon, I mean, he doesn't hold for me because Katsoy. That means when the light goes out, you can go get that lamp. Should be the same problem on Shabbos and Yontif. If you're concerned about people climbing on trees, you're concerned about people climbing on trees. Mali Shabbos, Mali Yontif. Mali Shabbos, Mali Yontif. Frag the Gemara. I have a few minutes. No, I have a bit. The Rav Kireb Yehuda Svirulay, could that be? The Bomine, an interesting case. The Bomine the Rav, they came once to ask Rav. The Chanukah licht, these Chavri guys, they made a gzeira. Kip Shuto will say that they don't allow fires. To show them, they didn't let the Zoroastrians, they went to fire worship. On that day of the Yontif, they wouldn't allow any fire except in the Beis Avodah Zorah. So if you had a fire on, you were in serious trouble. So now, says Tosis, why aren't they? What are they worried about the Chanukah licht? What about the Shabbos licht? Says, because they allowed you to keep a light on your table to eat. That they allowed. But a Chanukah licht is a problem. So now the light, he wants to bring it back into the house. It was Friday night Chanukah. He wants to bring it back into the house. Can he bring it back into the house? That should be a machlokes Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon. According to Reb Yehuda, it's muktzah. You can't. And according to Reb Shimon, you can. Shaper Domi. Rav told them you can bring it back. So Lechura Rav holds like Reb Shimon. So Gemara doesn't ishken Raya. Shas Atchak Shiny. Now again, Rashi says the word Sakona here. Reb Kreger points out it can't be Sakona. I mean, in Sakona is Mutakolatei Rekulam. Daf Nizog in Shas Atchak. You have to tell me Reb Shimon. You'll see. Look what he answers him. When Rav made that psak, allowing them to bring the menorah back into the house, they asked him, "Hochi ilchos as a paskimin? We hold like Reb Yehuda. We know you hold like we already paskim like that for." Omalahu kedayu Reb Shimon lismachol v'shas adchak. Meaning, of course, I hold like Reb Yehuda, but v'shas adchak you can rely on Reb Shimon. So, Reb Kreger, if it would be sakono. You don't have to tell me Shasat Chaki, your lawyer, Reb Shimon. You can say, Yisus Abonah was a big deal. You can do Yisus Arayis, no problem. Rashi uses the word Sakona, because it can't mean Sakona. It can't mean that. It doesn't mean that there was a Zoroastrian guy over there about to chop the Yid's head off. I mean, then obviously he can take it in. There's no discussion, there's nothing to discuss. We mean it was a general thing, it was a tight situation. That's called Shasat Chak. At Rav Gizok, Shasat Chak, we can rely on Reb Shimon. But ain't no Hanami. Rav Taka holds like Reb Yehuda. This is Mucha, there are places, three or four places in Shabbos that. You had on your test. We know Rav holds like Reb Yehuda. So it's very simple. When Rav said that if something's a boss, it's made not shmoshes, it remains a boss even if the money falls off, because he holds like Reb Yehuda. That mission in Kalim happens to hold like Reb Shimon. That we know. Reb Shimon holds. That's when it's a boss, it's a boss. It's when the money falls off, it's over. There's no midas koi.